You're listening to All Classical Radio, broadcasting from the heart of Portland, Oregon, KQAC Portland 89.9, KQOC Glen Eden Beach 88.1, KQMI Manzanita 88.9, KQHR The Dalles and Hood River 88.1, and 96.3, KSLC McMinnville 90.3, K239 BP Corvallis 95.7, and you can also listen on our free mobile app. Ask a smart speaker to play All Classical Radio. Stream worldwide at allclassical.org. I'm Warren Black. Thanks so much for joining me here on Christmas Eve morning for this special broadcast coming up in less than a minute now from Cambridge, England. And then we'll be back with more carols after that. So, again, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
We have quite a lot of new people in the back row of the choir, the adult members of the choir, who are students or recent graduates. But I think King's College Choir is as you would recognize it, and I hope it's as you would be happy to see it.
That's Daniel Hyde, music director at historic King's College Chapel in Cambridge, England, recognizing the ever-changing nature of the ensemble that he directs, which in a moment will offer us a Christmas Eve service unlike any other, a festival of nine lessons and carols. I'm Michael Barone. Welcome to this live broadcast. Begun in 1918 by Eric Milner White, the new young dean of King's, this service reflects through nine passages from the Bible on humankind's fall from grace, the promise of a Messiah, and the birth of Jesus. And those scripture lessons will be amplified and enhanced by the singing of carols, hymns, and anthems, one of which by Grayston Ives has been commissioned especially for this service, which you will hear following the seventh lesson. Milner White intended this as a moment of communal solace in the aftermath of the First World War and its recently achieved armistice. But with the BBC's live broadcasts begun in 1928, the service has become a gathering point for an immense international congregation. The chapel's choir, with its 16 boy trebles and 14 lower voices, was created by Henry VI with the founding of the college. The boys today are enrolled in a private chapel school. The men, auditioned choral scholars, are students from the University of Cambridge. And their primary function is to sing daily services in the chapel. If this one gets special attention, it really represents only a small facet of the choir's overall responsibilities. This broadcast of a festival of nine lessons and carols is brought to you by the BBC and Minnesota Public Radio, and is made possible by generous support from the Hoagnander Family Foundation. Do be sure to visit yourclassical.org. You can enter a giveaway for a chance to win the King's College Choir's deluxe album celebrating 100 years of nine lessons and carols. You can even choose a CD or a digital download. And don't forget, do share your comments with us about today's broadcasts when you enter. It's all at yourclassical.org. In the United States, it's still morning, but in England, afternoon light illuminates the huge expanses of stained glass that perforate this ancient chapel's walls, which soon will be filled with words and music and perhaps provide a taste of heaven. But the time has come, live from King's College Chapel in Cambridge, England, a festival of nine lessons and carols.
Thank you. Beloved in Christ, be it this Christmas Eve our care and delight to prepare ourselves to hear again the message of the angels, in heart and mind to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, and the babe lying in a manger. Let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our disobedience unto the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. And let us make this chapel, dedicated to Mary, his most blessed mother, glad with our carols of praise. But first, let us pray for the needs of his whole world, for peace and health over all the earth, for unity and goodwill within the church he came to build, and especially in the dominions of our sovereign Lord, King Charles, within this university and city of Cambridge, and in the two royal and religious foundations of King Henry VI, here and at Eton. And because this, over all things, would rejoice his heart, let us at this time remember in his name the poor and the helpless, the cold and the hungry, the abused, the exploited, the hated and the oppressed, the sick in body and in mind and them that mourn, the isolated, the lonely and the unloved, the elderly and the little children, all who know not the Lord Jesus, or who love him not, or who by sin have grieved his heart of love. And let us hold in our hearts all those who, even as we are gathered here, endure the depredations and travails of war, praying that the story of the Christ child may draw them closer to the nearness of God's love and offer new hope in the gospel of peace and loving kindness. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no man can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom, in this Lord Jesus, we forevermore are one. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven, in the words which Christ himself hath taught us. Our Father,
our Father,
which art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
in earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive them that trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
the power and the glory,
forever and ever.
Amen.
The Almighty God bless us with his grace. Christ, give us the joys of everlasting life. And unto the fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of Angels bring us all.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. God tells sinful Adam that he has lost the life of paradise and that his seed will bruise the serpent's head. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Thanks be to God.
Oh. God promises to faithful Abraham that in his seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Thanks be to God.
Prophet foretells the coming of the Saviour. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform this. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The prophet Isaiah foreshows the peace that Christ will bring. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Thanks be to God.
The angel Gabriel salutes the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
St. Luke tells of the birth of Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. The shepherds go to the manger. And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Thanks be to God.
Three points of light. The wise men follow the star to Jesus. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Thanks be to God.
St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who makest us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of thy only Son, Jesus Christ, grant that, as we joyfully receive him for our Redeemer, so we may with sure confidence behold him when he shall come to be our Judge, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end.
Amen.
Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with peace and goodwill, and make you partakers of the divine nature. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen.
You've been listening to A Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, broadcast live from King's College Chapel in Cambridge, England. Daniel Hyde led the choir. Accompaniments and postlude were provided by Harrison Cole. Scripture was read and prayers said by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Cherry and members of the college and Cambridge communities. The afternoon sun has set and the large stained glass windows now are dark. Illumination inside the chapel comes primarily from candles in the choir stalls and sconces along the walls, which cast mysterious shadows up into the vaulted ceiling. Members of the congregation soon will be following the liturgists and singers heading outside to continue their holiday preparations at home. But for them, as for many of us, this was the true beginning of Christmas. I hope you'll visit yourclassical.org for download access to a copy of today's elegant and detailed service book, as well as for a chance to win the King's College Choir's album celebrating 100 years of nine lessons and carols, available in CD format or as a digital download. It's at yourclassical.org. And while online, don't forget to share your comments. We do love hearing from you. The Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols originates with the British Broadcasting Corporation, produced in Cambridge by Philip Bilson and in St. Paul, Minnesota by John Kuntz. Senior technical producer at the BBC was Simon Tyndall, with additional engineering in St. Paul provided by Alex Simpson, Tessa Barton, Denny Hansen, and Sydney Schaefer. Executive producer is Luana Ojala. And again, we'd like to thank Dr. Nicholas Nash, whose initiative more than four decades ago brought transmission of this service to the United States. This broadcast of A Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols was made possible by generous support from the Hoagnander Family Foundation. Thank you for joining us, and a very Merry Christmas to you. I'm Michael Barone, and this is APM, American Public Media.
And you've been listening to the festival, A Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, live from Cambridge, England, on All Classical Radio. I'm Warren Black. Thank you so much for joining me. This is All Classical Radio, where love is in the airwaves every day at KQAC Portland, 89.9 KQOC Glen Eden Beach, 88.1 KQMI Manzanita, 88.9 KQHR The Dalles and Hood River, 88.1 and 96.3 KSLC McMinnville, 90.3 K239 BP Corvallis, 95.7, streaming all around the world at allclassical.org. Well, with England still in mind, I've got music coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes, setting of a Christmas poem by the one-time poet laureate of England, John Betjeman. But we get back into the Festival of Carols here on All Classical with music by British composer Anthony Hopkins, not to be confused with the Welsh actor Anthony Hopkins, although the actor also occasionally composes. Here is a string quartet arrangement of Anthony Hopkins' Gaudeamus, or Let Us All Rejoice.